This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 410 for Wednesday, October 20th, 2021. This is Brian.
And this is Steph.
Hi, Steph. How are you?
Oh, quite well. How
Welcome
are you?
Welcome back. Good. Welcome back to the podcast, Steph. Of course, if you're just joining us, is our resident senior photo editor and much, much more. All sorts of other things.
Yes.
She's
lots of hats.
Lots of hats, as we all do. Did you know, in a previous life, I used to work in the aerospace industry? I actually had a business. I started a business selling engineless planes. It never really took off. First up this week, we should mention we are having a vintage pen sale.
Ooh.
For now through this Sunday, 25% off all vintage pens that are left in inventory. We are getting to a point where we're going to come out with another batch. So this batch needs to kind of move out. So
there's some cool ones left.
There are. There's a really cool Pilot in there. I am shocked it's still there. It's got this cool ribbed pattern on it. And I should have brought them, but
I'm a big fan of those colorful long shorts.
Yep.
There's a couple of those in there still.
Platinum, Pilot. There might be some Sailors left. We do have a couple really excellent Esterbrook. Really classic pieces, V-clips and marble ice, but all that stuff's 25% off now through Sunday, and so we can clean that out, and then we're going to have a really nice batch probably in a couple weeks.
Can't wait to see what we get.
Yeah, it's going to be great. This batch is going to be amazing. Retro 51, Sleepy Hollow, Popper, probably gone at this point. Came in and basically is going to go out. We have a very small number of them. We may still have some in Chicago. Really kind of a cool little orange, little pumpkin on the top. So a neat looking pen.
Perfect Halloween pen, and it glows in the dark.
Yes. So if you were looking for it and you see it's not there, it's out of stock, it's very likely gone by now. But I just want to mention we did get them, so you're not waiting. The Lamy white with red, the breast cancer awareness pen, as it were, those came in and went.
Those were gone in a heartbeat. I was going to pick up a mechanical pencil, and I missed the boat.
I was shocked how fast they came in and left. And we do have another order coming, so they're gone but not forgotten, I guess. A fountain pen, which comes with a free bottle of Lamy Vibrant Pink.
Yes.
And that's the 50 ml bottle with a little blotter tab on the bottom. Rollerball ballpoint and the 0.5 mechanical pencil. I did get an extra one, so if you are interested,
score.
You can come down and pick it up.
That red clip is so cool.
It's a neat pen. It's a neat pen. So
I haven't seen one like that yet.
Portion of the proceeds from Lamy are going towards breast cancer research. So
very cool.
This is the Penlux Masterpiece Grande, the Koi, in black and red. What do you think of this?
I think of all the different koi patterns, this one really like looks the most like a koi.
It's very unique, isn't it? It's just got. So because they have the blue. And then the red, and then now there's the red and the black. So, but this is an oversized pen. This is 149 King of Pen size, actually, and a nice acrylic with a piston fill. Yovo steel nib, really nice, a nice cap. We've got the roller clip, but a real nice pen, and it's under $200, which is unbelievable.
Every time I pick one of these up, I'm like, wow, the build quality on these is really nice. Mm-hmm. Everything feels really good when you twist it and turn it, and it feels nice and solid in the hand. Normally, I like a smaller pen, but this is actually a really nice shape.
Yeah, I would. It does post. It is kind of obscenely long posted. I think, you know, the unposted length is really nice on these.
Yeah.
So, nice weight. It has a little bit of weight to it because of the piston mechanism, so, but it's not heavy.
No. And the piston mechanism is really fun to use. I've never actually inked one of these up, but I bet you...
You should come to the store when you pick up your pencil, because we've got one inked up at the store that you can try. So that's the newest addition in the lineup, and there are a number of colors. Those are all, like I say, they're Yovo nibs. So extra fine, medium, broad, 1.1. There's a whole mix there. So those are available. We have some things on sale.
Ooh.
And your job is to remember which ones those are, and I'll remember which ones these are.
Oh boy.
So Visconti has decided they are going to be discontinuing a few lines. And so we are offering a handsome discount. I have the Opera, the Demo Carousel. And these are really pretty, pretty sweet pens. I like these with the hook safe lock. And these wonderful colors, and the Voyagers.
The Voyagers, and this is the Orion or the Alpha Centauri?
That is the Alpha Centauri.
There we go.
The brown is the Alpha Centauri, yep.
These are both really great colors. This is sort of a pearlescent orange.
I'm gonna shield this one.
This one, yeah, pearlescent purple.
This purple, Orion Nebula, is fantastic. I love this material.
Yeah, I love the way that they kind of cut like planks of cellulose or acrylic here, mm-hmm. and create a striated effect. It's really
it almost looks faceted.
Yeah, because, from afar when you're not holding it, you're like, is there?
I remember seeing the original pictures and thinking, is that a faceted pen? That'd be cool.
Yeah, and but it's really nice in the hand. I like that it's not is when it's in my hand, but mm-hmm. It's cool because it's always catching the light somewhere.
And what nib is on that one?
This one is a fine.
And it's a gold nib?
Yeah. That's a 14 karat fine. These are a really cool deal. I mean, the sale price is just under $500.
Yeah, they're really a steal. Mm-hmm. The Demo Carousel.
Except the nibs are gold.
Yeah. Pink blush, which I think is a really super cool color.
Yeah, that one's really pretty, especially with that silver trim.
We've got the red velvet. I do like the blue cotton candy too, though. That's a neat color, and they're like a, you know, they remind me of the Van Gogh mixture almost.
Yeah, the green mint. With the little like it's mostly translucent, and then mm-hmm. there's just like a little swirl of a white light lime green sort of.
Yep.
And those are power fillers, right?
Yeah, these are power fillers. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And these ones are cartridge. Those are just cartridge converter. But they've got that cool engraved cartridge on the inside that says Voyager on them.
And the demo here has got the acrylic rod for the power filler.
So cool.
Which is pretty cool, yeah.
When you're doing photography and it's backlit, these, you can kind of see through. You're like, oh, that's neat.
Yeah. And these are about the same price, too. So, I mean, if you've been looking for a Visconti, this is a real super, this is a super cool pen and a super deal.
Yeah, they've got all the bells and whistles that I would want from like high-end Visconti.
Yeah.
You get that.
I mean, it's
nice
still you know, it's still right around $500. I mean, that's just no joke.
But if you're gonna spend money on a nice pen,
I mean, these were $700.
Yeah.
You know, or more. So, so those are on sale. Until they're gone, what we have is what we have. But check those out.
I used to play piano by ear. Now I use my hands.
We have something that did come back.
Which
is surprising in this industry.
These Tornado mechanical pencils. Here, I'll give you a couple to play with.
Ooh, I like this one.
Take a couple.
This is the Albert.
Yes.
So, Retro 51, as they were winding down last year, as George was retiring and selling off the company, they sold through and they got rid of all their pencils. So, pretty much all of this year, they've been gone. They are now back in the catalog. We have the Albert, which has got the E equals MC squared on it. What do you have? You've got the...
I've got the crossword, just crossword, right?
Crossword, yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very nice.
I actually have one of those pencils. Oh. I have that one.
I've never actually looked at the words on it before.
They have some really cool... They have karate on there.
Karate, yeah. Retro 1951. Swell.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They have some cool stuff on there.
Cool.
The Stealth is back, so the all black with the black clip and the black eraser.
I love that black eraser.
The one you have, I think, is I don't think they had this one before. The ice blue, I think this is new. But it's a cool... it's a neat... I'm going to move right on. It's a neat color. I think it's swell.
It is just swell. One might even go so far as to say it's cool.
These have a 1.15 millimeter lead in them, and so if you're like me, I can't use like a 0.5. I'm always breaking the lead.
I'll snap.
So this is one of the largest leads in the industry, short of a sketch pencil. And it's real comfortable to use.
I kind of like that as you're writing with it, you sort of get like a little slant. And then if you need to make a really fine line, you just flip it on its side. And
it's sort of like a cross point or something.
Yeah, they're really kind of nice. I really like these mechanical pencils. And they twist as opposed to click, which is great for when you want just the right amount of lead.
Yep. So these are back. And they're, of course, retro priced, very inexpensive for what you get. So,
okay, cool.
That's exciting to see those come back. The Esterbrook SD Oversize Rocky Top. So these were gone.
Yeah, I always forget how pretty they are until I see one in person.
This is fantastic. And when we had our event in Chicago, Carrie had one of these in his case. And I said, well, what are you doing with that? Why do you have this? And he says, well, I found a couple. They made a couple. And so, of course, I bought them. And we've got literally one left. It's this one here.
This is the last.
This is the one. And I think this one's fantastic. I mean, they're all good. But this one has such a nice variation of this white and the orange and the gray.
Yeah, it's a really... Everyone is a little bit different. Yeah. This is an extra pretty one.
This is really fantastic. So these are available. All of your standard nibs. Extra fine. Fine, medium, broad, 1.1 stub, journaler, and scribe.
I was just about to ask if those ones came with this.
Yes. As always, the journalers and scribes sometimes take a little bit extra long for me to get the nibs. But if you're interested in this, this is it. So this is the last one. I don't believe there are any more. Let's talk about what's coming soon.
All right. Not things I have in front of me.
Yeah, not things we have in front of us because I don't have them yet. Pelican. A couple of special editions. This one I'm pretty excited about, the M205 Petrol Marbled.
Yes. Oh,
you've seen this, of course. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you've seen it.
It was a whole afternoon of looking these pens up and going, oh, it's so beautiful.
It's pretty, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's a 205, so it's got the silver trim, steel nib, but what a cool pattern.
And what a beautiful color. Mm-hmm. That blue-green is always a winner for me. And it looks like there was like that clear section in the middle might also be blue-green. It's so pretty.
You know, I think you put the name Petrol on something and it just automatically makes it, it's mind-blowing. Such a really neat looking pen. M205 Petrol Marble, that's coming soon. And I think what everybody
made me freak out.
Yeah, everybody's talking about the M200 Golden Barrel. So this is made to match, of course, the ink, but it's a transparent kind of cloudy, almost
clear
like the
with gold sparkles. Oh my gosh, it's so pretty.
Gold trim, of course, is a 200, but nice looking pen. So those are coming soon. Steel, a gold plated steel nib, and they're coming in. Extra fine, and medium, I believe. Piston fillers, of course. nice looking pens.
I love the idea of a totally clear piston filler pen.
Would you put Golden Barrel in there?
Absolutely.
And
It'd
be the only thing you put in there?
I mean, maybe. I would probably start out saying this is the only ink I'm going to ever put in any pen, but every time I do that, I break my rule.
It would seem appropriate in that one, maybe. And like Petrol Marbled, I mean, you know, there's only so much you can do that'll work. But Golden Barrel, I mean...
That one, so many inks would look so pretty in that pen. I would start out with Golden Barrel and think that's the only thing I'm ever going to put in there. And then I'd be like, what if I put like a bright green in there,
What happens when Golden Barrel goes away?
Well, I'll just, then that's when I have to experiment.
that idea goes out the window. So
yes.
Those are coming soon, hopefully the next few weeks. So keep an eye out for those. Sign up for back in stock notifications.
I hear that Lisa is doing well in Chicago.
She is doing fantastic in Chicago, doing a bang up job. And she will be here next week.
All right. Is it that time already?
It is that time. It's time for the 6-week switch, as it were. Mm-hmm. So Lisa's coming down, and I will be going down to Chicago, and I'll be there for most of a week. So if you're down there, come out and say hi. And nothing, no event or anything. We're just changing of the guards for a bit. And
Lisa's got to come say hi to the cats.
She's got to say hi to the cats, yep, and say hi to everybody. So, mm-hmm. But that's coming up. We're doing well. And we're open, just as a reminder, open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30, and Sundays noon to 4. So minus a short 20-minute-ish lunch break each day.
Gotcha. And that's in Chicago.
That's in Chicago.
In Appleton.
In the Palmer House. Here in Appleton, we're 6 days, 9:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and 10 to 2 on Saturdays. And 10 to 2 is when you'll see me, because I'm usually here on Saturdays. I think that's it.
I think so.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper. Cut.
All right, take two. All right, thanks for joining us. Join us next time. Be sure to follow our blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other stuff.
And you can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
And make sure to like this video and subscribe to our channel.
And we'll see you next time.
Some people always need their opinions validated. Am I right? Oh, that's good.